It's the first week of December, and people are starting to decorate their homes for the holidays. But back in the 19th century, Victorian homes would have ornate decorations in their parlors year-round. WMUK's Nancy Camden went to the Kimball House Museum, a Queen Anne-style home in Battle Creek.
It was built by a Dr. Kimball. He moved into town in 1883. 3 years later, he built this house on Maple Street, which is now Capitol Avenue Northeast, which at that point was the fanciest street in town. My name is Mary Butler, and I work with an organization called Heritage Battle Creek, which runs Kimball House Museum.
Looking out these windows, what would we have seen?
A whole lot of horse-driven carriages going by. By the turn of the century, you would have seen a brick-paved street with streetcar tracks going down it, the very first cars. It isn't the fanciest house on the street by any means, but it's certainly a very nice upper-middle-class Victorian home. It was occupied by three generations of Kimball doctors, all of them named Arthur. In this area and in this town, it's at the height of the town's industrial prosperity, when it was shipping heavy industry around the world before there was cereal. It was a very wealthy town that was known around the country and around the world. So a lot of the things here, which is typical of late Victorian style, are to ostentatiously show that you have leisure and wealth. So a lot of what looks to us very cluttered and full of stuff is very typical of the Victorian period, and that's the way we tried to furnish the home.
What room is this?
This is the front parlor. This is the room that would be shut off except when the minister came to visit. It was the fanciest room in the house, and this is where you displayed all the things that proved what your pedigree was and how rich you were. So your fanciest furniture, your portraits of the family, your important documents. And the thing that I always show people is travel mementos. There's pillows over there from Niagara Falls and pieces of coral and all sorts of odd things. In this era, you could only travel if you had a lot of time and money. So if you could afford that, you put the proof of that discreetly around in the parlor so people would be impressed. So in addition to the family albums and the photographs and those kinds of things, little proofs of the fact that you were cosmopolitan and wealthy were stuck around in corners. These are things the kids enjoy. These are stereopticons. It's a way to see 3D, and these were paper slides that were manufactured and sold in sets to people. And this was the way they could see the world. If you couldn't travel, you buy a set of pictures of Africa or Paris or Grand Canyon. The kids love these. Because there is not yet a history museum in Battle Creek, we have a couple of rooms here which are dedicated to the two national stories about the town's history that you can't ignore. One is the Seventh-day Adventist Sanitarium serial history, and the other is Sojourner Truth. Sojourner Truth is a very important piece of our history. Black, a woman, a former slave, and illiterate. All strikes against her in 19th century America. One of her biographers said, probably the most famous black woman in the United States in the 19th century. She went all around the country speaking, but chose to live here in this little middle western town for most of her adult life. It's important that we keep that memory and that message alive. The first weekend in December, Sunday the 8th, we have an open house. We have music. We have a Victorian Santa who's very different than the modern roly-poly Coca-Cola Santa. This is a Santa that carries coal and oranges in his bag to give them to the children if they've been good or bad. It's a beautiful house at Christmas time, and you're more than welcome to come on that Sunday afternoon and join us.
For WMUK, I'm Nancy Camden.
There's a reservation-only Victorian tea on Saturday at the Kimball House Museum in Battle Creek. The open house is on Sunday from 1 to 4.